Welcome to On the Docket with your host, Calvin Carter. Each week at this time, Redeemer Broadcasting examines an issue or topic of interest to our listeners. Please stay tuned as we find out what's on the docket today.
We have plenty of problems in this country right now, not the least of which is a virus that's affecting so many people in this country and around the world. We have bouts of violence ongoing for various reasons. But one issue that has been here for probably since the dawn of man is human trafficking and the plight of people who are caught up in it, the plight of women who are struggling because of issues like human trafficking, sexual exploitation. And with me today is Kim Chekai, a director of the Shelter Mentorship Program with the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care in Baltimore. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Kim, for listeners new to the program, what is the Samaritan Women?
Our vision is that any survivor anywhere in the nation would have access to qualified and compassionate care. For about 13 years, the Samaritan Women have been providing direct care to survivors of domestic sex trafficking who have been referred to us from all over the country. About 22 different states have sent us young women.
How do we define a survivor?
Well, and that's a great question. Any woman who has been sexually exploited, prostitution, and is in the hands of a pimp, in the hands of a trafficker, and they have survived and they want out. They want out of the life. And so they are seen as a survivor. Even if a woman, let's say a woman has prostituted herself and she wants out of the life, she is also seen as a survivor.
So these folks that come to you seeking help, they are not treated as criminals. They're treated as victims of a situation.
Correct. You know, at Samaritan Women, we have successfully helped women who coming out of sex trafficking. And it's such a long and complex process. And it really requires helping them to heal from trauma that almost certainly takes them back to childhood. And here's what I mean by that. 96% of the survivors that the Samaritan Women we have served were victims of child sexual abuse, some of them as infants. And so when you look at that term survivor, they're not only surviving the sexual exploitation that's happening at the hands of a pimp, happening at the hands of a trafficker, happening at the hands of the men and the women that are buying them, but 96% of the survivors we have served were victims of child sexual abuse. And so it makes them prone to be able to be targeted, to be taken into the sex trafficking industry. And so they're also surviving something like that. 87% of those that we have served grew up in substance abuse within their households. So they're also surviving the substance abuse that happened within their household as well.
We're fighting a romanticized view, I think, on the part of a lot of us. I remember in 1990, when the movie Pretty Woman came out with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. At the time, I thought nothing of that situation. It didn't register on my radar, to be honest with you. And then after the movie, I started learning more, and I realized, wow, this woman in this film does not represent the overwhelming majority of women in prostitution.
That is correct. And I think on a national level, we are very naive as to what sex trafficking is. We're very naive to prostitution. And that was one of my favorite movies until I stepped into this arena. And for me personally, I was so naive. I thought prostitution was prostitution. Women chose that life. They made money off of it. And I was so absolutely wrong as to the reality of the sex trafficking industry and sexual exploitation.
Well, you and I have had our eyes opened to the situation. How have we progressed as a nation Are we turning the tide?
I think that we are more educated as a nation than we were 10 years ago, 15 years ago. However, we have a long way to go. You know, a University of Texas at Austin, they did a study in 2017 that reported 79,000 children victims in Texas alone. But in that same study, it estimated that 846% increase, 846% increase in reports of child sex trafficking in the United States from 2010 to 2015. So we have a long way to go. And when you, so many people are, we're all trapped at home right now. And so pornography is skyrocketing. Pornography is skyrocketing. And organizations, places like Pornhub is giving away free subscriptions to their pornography. And if you go and you look on their website, there are women who are being raped. There are children who are being abused. There are children who are being sexually assaulted. And it's given away for free. And so while, yes, we are more educated today than we were 10, 15 years ago, we still have a long way to go in understanding sex trafficking, in understanding pornography, the harms of pornography, and the damage that is done to those that are in the industry and also those that are watching it. We have so far to go.
Somewhere in Scripture it says, the heart of man is exceedingly wicked. And I think that shows up very much so in human sex trafficking. So the Samaritan Women is working on helping others develop shelter programs around the country. Can you tell us about that effort?
Mm-hmm. Sure. We have seen that there is a national deficit in housing and restorative care for victims of sexual exploitation. And to date, as of June, we know that there are 155 open and active shelter programs in our database. 10 states have no shelters, and 7 states only have 1 shelter program. So clearly, there is a deficit that is happening across our nation. And so the Samaritan Women Institute for Shelter Care, we've developed a shelter training and a mentorship program for not only new organizations who want to step into shelter training, but also for existing shelters to increase their stability and effectiveness. And our goal is that over the next 5 years, we will help to establish new shelter programs and also equip existing shelter programs so that ultimately many more survivors have access to qualified and compassionate care. We've clearly seen that there are challenges to residential programs that are already in existence. And while providing 24-hour, 7 days a week care for traumatized population, while that's hard enough, many shelters are also struggling with other areas. And so based upon our research, we have seen that the most common areas for shelters to close is because of staffing, financial stability, lack of programming, and leadership. And so these are things that we focus on through our training so that ultimately more shelters are established, but also existing shelters have the foundation and the base they need to continue on to provide qualified care.
Now, the need is so great and the number of beds so few that it's such a big nut to crack. I mean, you start off with, as you said, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week care. A place to sleep, that sort of thing. But these women need to move on with their lives. They need, I would suspect that they need counseling, that they need some way to move from there into a meaningful life of employment.
Yes. And so not only are organizations are running a 24-hour, 7 days a week programming where they need to raise funds to financially secure that and financially secure the staff, you're working with women who have been highly traumatized. And so you're working with women on safety. You're working with women on addiction. You're helping them through the trauma that they have experienced. You're working with them through so many different therapeutic needs, through group therapy, through individual therapy, and then walking through the trauma that they have been exposed to. Also, the beatings and the physical abuse, spiritual abuse, the mental abuse that they have sustained while they were in their life. And so you're creating a programming structure that is going to be able to assist a woman through all of those different areas, but not only that, to help them to build life skills, to be able to help them to develop job skills training so that when they leave your program, they are equipped to be able to go back into community, but that they're able to sustain a job as well.
This is a noble task that the Samaritan Women is taking on. There are going to be things that hinder your progress. What are the hindrances that you find in moving forward?
So one of the things with COVID-19 this year, we were not able to bring in a cohort in 2020. We were not able to bring in mentees in 2020. And so that was a struggle. But we took that struggle and we said, what can we do? And so one of the things that the Samaritan Woman focused on is developing a training catalog on our website so that we could create training that was online for residential programs. And so even though the residential programs were all, you know, a lot of the residential programs, some closed down, and a lot of them stopped taking residents because of COVID-19. And so we said, okay, what can we do? How can we help? Even though we can't have a cohort this year, what can we do? And so we said, okay, we can develop this training catalog where we can supply training for the existing residential programs right now. And then we took a look, okay, and said, what are we going to do in 2021? Well, we're going to duplicate, we're going to double what we did in 2019. And so instead of just holding one cohort that could potentially help and assist 4 to 5 potential mentees, we're going to double that. Now we're going to do it also in the spring of 2020, and we're also going to do it in the fall of 2020 so we can duplicate that effort.
Thanks for joining us today for part one of a two-part conversation with Kim Chekai, Director of the Shelter Mentorship Program with the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care. If you or someone you know needs to talk to someone about trafficking, call the National Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. That's 888-373-7888. And please consider joining in on the Samaritan Women's webinar, Establishing a Faith-Based Residential Program for Victims of Domestic Sex Trafficking. The webinar will be held June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, go to thesamaritanwomen.org. That's thesamaritanwomen, all one word, .org. Please join me again next week as we continue this conversation. The goal of public affairs programs like On the Docket is to share with listeners the knowledge that local leaders and experts bring to a topic of local interest. Is there a topic of local interest that you haven't heard but you'd like to hear addressed on the program? Just send me an email at calradiohost@gmail.com and let me know about it, and I'll give your suggestion consideration. Once again, that email address is calradiohost@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us for this week's On the Docket. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Redeemer Broadcasting. Be sure to be listening to Redeemer Broadcasting again next week at this time to find out what's on the docket.